Greetings. The title of our poster is Paragynia Removal Improved Germination in Two Native Sedge Species. My name is Randy Nelson. I am a graduate student in the Department of Plant Sciences at North Dakota State University. The co-authors are Dr. Aaron Day in the Soil Science Department from North Dakota State University and Dr. Esther McGinnis from the Plant Sciences Department at North Dakota State University. Sedges are commonly used in wetland restoration projects and rain gardens because of their tolerance of fluctuating water levels. For larger projects, achene propagation or seed propagation is the most economical. Sedges commonly have physiological dormancy, and even when physiological dormancy is relieved, germination may be slow. It has been shown that removing the perigynium, which is a bladder-like sac that adheres to the pericarp of the achene, has decreased germination time and increased percent germination of some sedges. For example, Hogan colleagues found that Nebraska sedge germination was increased from 38% to 60%, and time needed to 50% germination was reduced by removing perigynia. Similar results were also found with Northwest Territory sedge and all fruited sedge. We tested four sedge species native to the north central U.S. to determine if perigynia removal would increase germination and decrease time to 50% germination. Two of the sedges that we used in our studies are shown in Figure 1. On the left, you will see Plains Oval sedge, and on the right, you will see Yellow Fox sedge. We also used porcupine sedge and palm sedge. We purchased potted plants from nurseries located in Minnesota and North Dakota and planted the plants in a garden plot located on the campus of North Dakota State University in Fargo in the summer of 2014. Mature achenes of the four species were harvested when ripe. Achenes were cleaned using an air column separator and stored dry in paper bags at 21 degrees Celsius until the start of the experiment. Achene storage ranged from 19 to 22 weeks prior to the start of our experiment. Achene viability was tested using tetrazoleum chloride and viability percentages for Plains Oval sedge, Yellow Fox sedge, Porcupine sedge, and Palm sedge were 62%, 60%, 62%, and 72%, respectively. Based on these viability percentages, a total of 25 pure live seed of each species, with and without perigynia, were placed into petri dishes containing one disc of filter paper. Perigynia were removed by rubbing the achenes between my thumb and palm of hand. Figure 2 shows the achenes of porcupine sedge with the perigynia removed on the left or left intact on the right. Filter paper was moistened with reverse osmosis water and more water was added as needed. To reduce evaporation, each petri dish was placed inside of a plastic bag. Petri dishes with achenes were placed inside of a growth chamber and grown for 4 weeks under approximately 110 micromoles per square meter per second of irradiance for 12 hours from cool white fluorescent light with alternating 27 degrees Celsius, 10-hour days, 15 degrees Celsius, 10-hour nights with a 2-hour transition period. Germination counts were taken every other day, and germinated achenes were removed at this time. Germination was defined by the emergence of radicle and hypocotyl without the need for magnification. At the conclusion of our study, all non-germinated achenes from each petri dish were collected, and viability was determined using tetrazoleum. Germination percentages for each petri dish was calculated by dividing the number of germinated achenes by the number of viable achenes. Time to 50% germination was calculated by adding up the number of days needed using the cumulative germination data until 50% of the viable achenes were germinated. Our experiment was arranged as a completely random design with a factorial arrangement consisting of each species with perigenia intact or removed and replicated 4 times. We repeated the study twice. Data was subjected to a one-way analysis of variants, and treatment means were separated using Tukey's honestly significant difference test. Means were considered significant at a p-level less than 0.05. Germination proportions were log base 10 transformed prior to analysis in order to standardize the variance. Germination proportions were back transformed and are reported as percentages in this poster. A significant species by perigenia interaction occurred. Removing the perigenia of yellow fox sedge significantly increased germination from 51% to 93%. Although perigenia removal did increase porcupine sedge percent germination, it was not significant. And this is also true for plains oval sedge and palm sedge. The data can be seen in Figure 3. Time to 50% germination was significantly reduced for yellow fox sedge from 26 days to 17 days, and for porcupine sedge from 15 days to 10 days by removing the perigenia. Perigenia removal did not significantly decrease time to 50% germination for palm sedge and plains oval sedge. This data can be seen in Figure 5. Figure 4 shows a picture of porcupine sedge with perigenia removed on the left and perigenia left intact on the right. The photo was taken 10 days after the achenes were incubated in a growth chamber. It is easy to see that perigenia removal decreased time needed for germination. Increased germination from perigenia removal appears to be species-specific. At this time, it is unclear why this occurs. Jones and colleagues suggest that an intact perigenium reduces light reception by the achene. Therefore, sedges with a strict light requirement may be sensitive to the light absorbed by the perigenium. This may help to explain why some sedge species in our study had an increase in germination and a decrease in time needed to reach 50% germination when perigenia were removed. The results of our study suggest perigenia removal is an effective strategy to increase percent germination of yellow fox sedge and reduce time needed to achieve 50% germination of yellow fox sedge and porcupine sedge.